cord right now. This episode 54, season 2. Theo. Okay, so look, let's get it together, Coach. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
All right, tell us about Theo.
All right, Theo. So, this obviously Malcolm Jamal Warner
passed away,
that's where we got the name, his character, Theo.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk first about, there was a reverend, his name was Reverend Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
and from a small little town in eastern North Carolina. But he's to picture him, he's a stereotypical Baptist small town preacher.
Right.
Jerry Curl all the way down. I mean, juice down. Like he's the soul glow guy. That's him.
Hold on. That's the soul glow music.
He had it. Gold, all that, you
right.
know, gold chains,
right.
big gold rings,
right.
Mercedes Benz always out front.
Not a Cadillac,
Mercedes Benz.
Okay.
Benz.
All right. That's the pastor.
But he was down home. He was just a down home pastor, but had the word.
Right.
Listen to me. He had the word. He could preach.
Right.
He could preach.
They're out there, dude.
He could preach. But yes. When you look at him, you would say made for TV right there. You know. But
and that's Reverend Hawkins.
At Reverend Hawkins. At my best friend's funeral, his dad's funeral. Okay, my grandmother after the service said, "I want him to preach my service."
Really?
Yes. We got home, she stood in front of everybody. She said, "Make sure when I pass, I want Reverend Hawkins to preach my service."
And he did. That's fire.
So the one thing I remember of that service was the fact that he said, "We're all one step from death."
Right. Facts. That is so
true. You know, he got the we are just once. And, you know, he got very animated, but it's true. And when that was 40 some years ago. I'm thinking about that now.
We are.
Yeah.
One step. It means more now to you than it did when you first heard
Absolutely.
It 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
That's crazy because it means
Absolutely.
More. Exactly, dude. That's crazy.
I mean, Malcolm Jamal Warner, did you think, you know, he, that was going to be his one step? You know, he didn't know that. Or did he? But we're all one step from death.
You know, that is a powerful statement. And we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, we got the On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And you got the infamous Off the Field Coach, Yoda Man, since 1968, the year of. So, look. Where were you when you heard about Malcolm Jamal Warner's death?
I think I heard it. I was in bed, maybe, because I was searching through, Facebook, and you get those posts, repetitious posts.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you know, what happened?
Yeah.
And of course, the next day, you know, you hear, and I'm like, okay, is it real, or you know, what happened?
So,
and then I found out.
I'm gonna say this. Mm. R. Kelly did a tribute to him. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm. No.
Yes.
Okay.
So I wanted when I listened to it, you want to play it?
Sure. Nah, sure.
Can we play it? I want
whatever you want to do,
because just because I thought about it, I want to play it right quick, because you're gonna trip out when you hear this. Watch this, and the reason I'm gonna play it is because he actually paints a picture of where he was when he heard it.
Okay,
so listen to this.
Heard the news through a whisper in the yard,
in the prison yard.
Somebody said Malcolm gone.
And this is what he did after he heard
I
it.
Sat there, and I ain't even know what to feel, man. You left your mark, man. You stood your ground. Now heaven got a king wearing that crown.
R. Kelly, deep, man.
Shout out to R. Kelly.
Shout out to R. Kelly. I mean, we were joking around, man, but seriously, shout out to R. Kelly. That was deep.
I wanted, you know, when I heard it during the week and I knew you had told me what the show was going to be about, I said, you know what? I said, if I remember, I really want to play that when we do that. Right. So I hope you did. So the picture he painted, he said, I heard the news from a whisper in the yard. Somebody said Malcolm gone.
Right, right.
He said, I just sat there.
Rumor spreading.
Yeah. I sat there. Didn't even know what to feel, man.
Right.
So for him to paint that picture vividly like that from jail. Mm-hmm. Oh, he got a whole studio in jail.
How does he have a studio in jail?
He been recording, dude, since he been in there. If you, when you get a chance, Google R. Kelly recording from, he been recording songs. Now, he can't make money off of them.
Okay.
He's, they basically, I don't know, it's like the free market.
That's
almost
his work program? Instead of making license plate, he making music?
Yeah, he making music.
Okay. He ain't in the laundry. He,
nope.
In the studio.
Think about that.
I'm that's thinking. That's crazy. I know. I'm,
so he
I'm
made
tripping
that,
now.
So he made that tribute to Malcolm Jamal One.
He affected everybody.
Oh my goodness. Can, okay, before we move on, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is he the king of R&B?
Who?
R. Kelly. Let me go ahead and answer for me. Without a shadow of a doubt, he is. There's nobody close to him as far as R&B. Not in my opinion.
I mean, you guys heavyweights in the black music industry from years and years. I'd probably say he's as up there in general as a heavyweight. Top five black
artists.
Listen,
dude, R. Kelly is fire.
Let's say top five black artists of all time.
All time.
Yeah, I could say that. I wouldn't argue. In any genre, you know, for all of them.
Facts.
I wouldn't argue.
That was good. Yeah. So, you know,
I love that In the Closet thing he did.
The whole
thing.
That was, he sung the whole thing, dude.
I know.
He sung the parts.
That was deep.
That's talent.
Talent.
Nobody can give you that but God.
Right.
Can we agree?
Absolutely.
That's organic. Mm-hmm. We always use the word organic.
Mm-hmm.
Something you do with no. It's,
right.
It's like breathing.
Exactly.
And everybody like, and you like, I do it all the time.
He do it all the time. Right. He good, man.
This, boy, let me tell y'all something. We cover on the field and off the field. That was sporadic, wasn't
right,
it?
Right.
We didn't have that plan.
Well, it's there. Theo Huxtable, a.k.a. Malcolm Jamal Warner's death.
So
and
look,
we, and
I played this
about,
song.
And that's what we talked about.
And they had the song during the week. So Geisha, I know she's the best engineer I know. I know you're gonna make work miracles with that Geisha. That's singing. She can split that by three times and make that. I'm telling you, she gonna do it. Shout out to Geisha. So having said that, anybody that's, you know, a family who's dealing with the loss of a loved one, before we send up prayers. You know, it's been a lot of like people drowning.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Jamal Warner drowned, a couple more celebrities drowned.
Yeah.
Do you remember the quarterback from Arkansas, came from Arkansas, went to New England? He drowned in.
Oh, right.
Down in Panama City.
That's right. I know exactly.
You remember him?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
He drowned, dude.
Right?
That was like 2 years ago.
But you know, I don't know if it bad swimming or are you at a level to where you put yourself in situations where you shouldn't be because of the resources that you have.
Mm. You know, listen. Before you just cracked another Kobe. Okay, Kobe Bryant's death. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to play God, but I do have a question / thought provoking.
Okay.
The reason he was in the helicopter in the first place is because, from what I found out, he hated traffic.
Right.
Didn't like to be, didn't want to do it. Yeah.
And to be fair, it's a normal way of travel for the affluent in Southern California.
So do we see a bunch of helicopters in LA just helicopter traffic? I'm saying everybody
for the upper echelon, it's common to use a helicopter as transportation, especially to an event.
So a lot of people, not to play God, I'm just saying,
right, I understand.
A lot of people say, hey, patience, that's part of a virtue, right?
Yeah.
So that should be a part of our lives. So if you apply patience as a virtue, say, hey, let me get in my nice Lamborghini.
Right.
And just drive.
Well, what he should have done with the, because he made that trip so many times, what he should have done is said, listen, based on weather, let's wait and let's push the event back. But you're trying to be the almighty Kobe Bryant and get there on time, no matter what the weather is saying in front of you. That's what the where you should have had patience, because he used that copter for you know, multiple trips.
Yeah.
And the pilot was as skilled as they come. But when you put skill pilot in a bad situation,
should have waited.
I should have waited.
And so prayers up to like everybody that's lost a loved one, family member, man. We do send our prayers for you, asking God to strengthen you and comfort you first, and then strengthen you for the walk and the journey. Yeah. And even the situation you're in presently, and even going forward, because in the present time, people come for the funerals and the family come and they bombard it with love.
Right.
But after that,
that's when
life happens.
Yeah. Facts.
So I pray for that part, because that's when
his family's going to need it. His parents. Yeah.
Holidays coming up. So prayers for y'all,
prayers
man.
For y'all.
So, hey, let's get
laughter.
Some, yeah, man. The man who created autocorrect has died.
Oh no.
Rest to run in peace. I don't know if y'all get that.
All right. Why did they put a fence around the cemetery?
Why?
People were dying to get in.
Ah. Ooh,
you know I had to go here.
Okay. You just laugh like him. That's crazy. What does Bill Cosby and a dentist have in common?
I don't know what.
They knock you out before they drill your cavity.
How is Santa Claus and like Bill Cosby?
How?
Neither will come if you're awake.
Oh man, bro. What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
What?
Iron Man stops the bad guy. Aluminum Man foils their plans. That's good.
What do the Cowboys and the dollar bill have in common?
They could not escape. What?
They both get folded every Sunday.
Facts. Do you see this crap again with Micah Parsons in the contract?
Stupid.
So he's requesting a trade now?
It's stupid.
Come on, coach.
It's like, he's your best player. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. What are you waiting? You got to pay him.
Here's my question.
You got to pay him.
Does Jerry Jones do this for?
I think he's out of
attention.
Touch. I think he's out of touch.
Do you think he's literally losing his mind?
Yeah, I think he's out of touch.
So you don't think he's doing?
Remember Al Davis?
Fact. He's just repeating the stuff. Yeah. I told you he's another Al Davis. I told you that a couple episodes.
Right.
So you don't think he's doing this for publicity, like attention?
I don't know.
He's actually losing it.
He did this with. He's always had it.
That's what I'm saying.
He's always had the history of that, though. It's like, gosh, I could see if he was a marginal like Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott, you end up paying those guys.
You do this every time.
I mean, my God, this guy's player. A real deal player.
Let somebody else get him.
Lord have mercy. I take him in a heartbeat.
Facts.
TJ Watt on one side, Michael Parsons on the other.
If you go to Pittsburgh, what happened?
Here we go.
They'll bring back the old steel curtain with them coming from, what's his name? Coming from? Man. Remember Greg Lloyd, dude?
Yeah, Void Lloyd.
What?
Greg
Kevin
Avoid
Green?
Avoid Lloyd. See,
that's real football.
Cal, you look at me. He's like,
that's
listen to me.
Real.
Rush the quarterback. You hear me? Rush the quarterback.
Real deal football,
real
right
deal.
There, bro.
Yeah, no doubt.
They was on your neck. Hey, all right. Why shouldn't you fundraise for marathons?
Why?
They just take the money and run. That's good.
All right. This is the geography of a woman.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So from 18 to 23, a woman is like Africa.
How's that?
Half discovered, half wild. Fertile and naturally beautiful.
Okay, interesting.
From 23 to 30, a woman is like Europe.
How's that, coach?
Well developed and open to trade, especially for someone of real value.
Would you read that one again, please?
A woman is like Europe, well developed and open to trade, especially for someone of real value.
So, ladies, listen, if you're between the ages of 23 and 30, here's your expectation, okay?
That's your prime years. From 31 to 35, a woman is like Spain.
Why is that, coach?
Very hot. Relaxed and connected to her beauty.
Okay, 31 through 35. Take note. Now, what's the next one?
36 to 40. A woman's like Greece.
Why is that?
Gently aging, but still warm and desirable.
Well, I've been to Greece too.
It is. So,
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
From 41 to 50, woman is like Great Britain with a glorious and conquering past.
So from 41 to 50, if you're 41 to 50 now and all in between, you're like Great Britain. It's because you have your glorious and your
conquering past.
All right now.
At 51 to 60, a woman is like Israel.
Why is that?
She's been through war and she doesn't make the same mistakes twice.
Ooh, that's fire. Come on.
From 61 to 70, a woman's like Canada.
Why is that?
Self-preserving, but open to meeting new people.
Okay, all right.
After 70, she becomes like Tibet.
Why is that?
Wildly beautiful, with a mysterious past, wisdom, age, and an adventurous spirit. And the geography of a man. Between the age of 1 and 100, a man is like North Korea and Russia.
And why is that?
Ruled by a pair of nuts.
Oh, man.
You might be able to say the USA. Change that joke around.
Let me get a squig of my water. Excuse a pimp for a minute. Come on, wipe my mouth, baby. Okay, thank you. Out of respect for Theo, we will not be having a pimp segment this week. You can put it in my pocket next week. I'll pimp out.
Pet peeves.
All right.
Yeah. All right. People that hate on you or discouragers.
Dang.
You told me a story this week.
Yeah.
About somebody hating on you. Share.
Well, let's talk about this pretend Otis, the security guard. That's what we're going to call him. So I have to go and check a unit at my job. Won't say the job. I'll go and check the unit. While I'm there, the security guard is walking around. Now, I'm on my way also to a training session. So I have my training gear on, mind you. Not naked, but just, you know, training gear. You can picture it.
You were looking buff.
You wouldn't understand that. You had muscles. So the security guard watches me check the unit. I get ready to proceed to leave and go to my training session. He says to me, "Hey, what's your name?" I say, "Rick," which lets me know he didn't even know my name. I say, "My name is Rick." He say, "Oh, hey, I see you work out." Yeah, that's how he started talking. "I see you work out." "Yeah, I used to work out too. I still get around and run around. I'm going to see how long you look like that though." So I was walking off. So I stopped in my steps, did a pivot, turned around. You know, I say, "Excuse me? Yeah, I'm going to see how long you look like that. Yeah, I'll give you 3 years. I'll give you 3 years. How old are you?" I say, "I'm 56. He pauses because he's about to think I'm about to say I'm 40-something.
Right, right.
I say, "I'm 56. He paused. "Well, yeah, I'm going to see how long. I'll give you 3 years. You won't look like that." I say, "I'm going to look like this as long as God want me to and as long as I have a desire and a drive." Well, me and you serve the same God. I proceeded to tell him that that is a lie from the pit of hell because we don't even speak the same language, which is the language of encouragement from one man to another right. When you see him in society, because we're already being beat down enough by society.
Right.
And for you to be a crab in the bucket type mindset, you piece of crap wannabe security oldest broke security guard, you get a womp womp.
Give me the womp womp.
So coach,
but that's what when you told me the story, it wasn't surprising what I said. I said this is somebody that's hating on you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you had anything similar?
Oh, I've had hate many times.
So before we move on,
but it's you have to remember, it's not to you.
Right.
It's how they feel right. About themselves.
Right, but they're projecting it
out on you.
Right?
Right.
Which I think is a cowardly excuse. So
yeah.
Own up to you.
Right, exactly.
I put a post on Facebook, I think it was the day before yesterday, and I said, watch how people change when you start succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Little comments. You'll hear little comments.
I think you and I were talking about the crab in the bucket mentality not a couple of days ago, just on the phone, right?
Right.
That
it's rooted out of fear and comfort, you know, because when you're moving on and they're stuck within the disappointments and of their disappointments.
Their own choices and disappointments.
You know, it's easier to feel disappointment when I got a whole bunch of people around that are feeling the same way. We can feed off of each other.
So when I told you this story, your response was interesting because your immediate you said, it's sad that instead of him encouraging you.
Right.
First thing out of his mouth is discouraged. And then you said this, because of his own choices.
Right.
You said that.
Right.
You said he's mad.
But he's going to take it out on you.
But he's going to take it out on me.
Right.
So that is, I think that's gaslighting. Like we talked about gaslighting before. So just wondering, I wanted to bring that up. That's a pet peeve, dude. That's crazy.
That's a pet peeve.
All right, two thumbs up.
All right, two thumbs up. The Cosby Show.
Yeah, was the number one TV show for five consecutive seasons from 1985 to 1990. That's heavy.
That was a heavy show now.
I can think of certain episodes that just jump out at me, mm-hmm. dude. Remember when they did, as a family, they did the dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah, right.
Come on, baby! Baby! Oh, baby! I love you, honey! Baby! You can't tell me that was one of your favorites, bro.
All time.
What?
Yeah, yeah, classic.
That's
a classic.
Yeah. Bill Cosby came. Baby! Baby! Baby!
That was, man, that show, you just were mesmerized by that.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't what I liked, it wasn't a fake show. You know, they were trying to be it was a normal show.
Day to day.
Yeah.
Husband and wife. Yeah. Multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I'm going to tell you, just on a personal note, that was, you know, in somewhat of a way, what I saw a lot. You know, my dad was a professional. My mom was a professional.
Right.
I lived like Theo did.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't have to, although we lived in the city, I didn't worry about how to eat, what I was going to eat that day.
Right. That never crossed your mind.
I had people talking about me going to college, just like Bill Cosby and
that's
mom.
That's their discussion.
That was my discussions.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could relate to it.
Very much so.
During from 85 to, well, the span of the Cosby Show,
mm-hmm.
where were you located regionally?
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey, right there. Okay. So you, this is like so relatable to you.
So relatable. And if I look, the next segment, I got actually, it says high school segment.
Uh-huh. Theo's best friend.
Remember Theo's best friend, Cockroach?
Right.
He actually went to my prom.
Really?
Yes. He went with a classmate of mine to my prom. That's how, you know, intertwined I was with the show.
You were right there in the midst of that culture.
Exactly. Right there.
That's fire.
Yes. Yeah.
Where did, do you know where the, I know it was in New York.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it was, if I'm.
Which borough?
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Stoop, because they had the stoop.
Right. Yeah. Supposed to have the brownstone.
Brownstone. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so relatable. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fire, man.
Yep.
All right. Embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Gordon Gartrell shirt.
You remember that episode?
I know you. Come on. Make me remember.
So you saw the cover of the artwork, right? Our artwork?
No, you know, I missed that. You don't mind.
So this is our cover art.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Gordon Gartrell shirt. Right.
Right.
That's how you do.
Denise messed them up.
Dude, that was, you know, they redid that with babies. They did the AI. They did Theo as a baby, AI with the Gordon Gartrell shirt on. They did his Denise as a baby. They did, what's the name, as a baby sitting there like, it's not that bad.
I didn't see that.
Dude, you got to see it. They redid it, dude.
And then
at the end, they showed Malcolm Jamal Warner present day and like wings on his back, clap, smiling, laughing at that.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I got to check that out.
That's fire.
Oh, I got to check that out.
That is super fire.
Okay,
bro.
Okay.
Wow. But I remember that episode.
Yeah, right.
Hilarious. She messed that shirt up.
$30. It's the worst shirt I ever seen. It's tucked into my socks. What do you do to my Gordon Gartrell? titties.
Did you hear that, Donna? Huh? All right, Mary's
Mary's never get fun facts.
You know this, but hey.
All right, Malcolm Jamal Warner was born in Jersey City, New Jersey,
okay,
on August 18th, 1970, and was named after Malcolm X and jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal.
Fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, I'm born May 1970 in Newark, New Jersey, right there, right around the same time. Right. Crazy.
That is crazy.
Did you know that the character of Rudy Huxtable, the youngest child, was originally written to be a boy? However, when casting directors couldn't find a boy who fit the role, they decided to open auditions to girls, and Keisha Knight Pulliam absolutely charmed them, and the role was rewritten for her.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. She was a show. Yeah, she was a
show. She had a really good, yeah.
She grew up now.
Oh, yeah, you old now.
Yeah.
Come here there, Rudy. You don't know ABBA.
What's the name? Son tell Ice Cube and Mike Epps in Friday at the Next. Say that was when we was really. He said, "Yeah, you grown now, though." Remember that?
You're right.
So that's when we was that ball. Yeah, you grown up now. We got to do a Friday episode. Dude.
Yeah, I know, right? We probably could.
We could. What?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of them, dude, that we could just reenact and just do.
Things that make you go,
All right.
Whitney Houston was considered for the role of Sandra, but the part went to Sabrina LeBeau, who had more acting experience.
I can see that, too.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. All right. Perception versus perspective. In his iconic role as Theo, his character provided a positive and impactful portrayal of a black male character that transcended stereotypes. 120% true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? It wasn't hard for him because he wasn't acting.
Right.
He was just being real life. Malcolm Jamal.
And Malcolm Jamal with the name in real
Theo,
life.
With the name Theo.
He said in one of his poems that vulnerability does not subtract from his manhood. Vulnerability does not subtract.
I like
from his
that.
Manhood.
I think it adds to your manhood, if anything.
But who's making the rules in the street, in the neighborhood? Are there males like Malcolm Jamal Warner, or are the street guys making the rules? And their rules are you show toughness. Only,
I agree with that, and they also have somebody else that's helping them. Society too, not just the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream media.
Oh
is
my
even
God! Yeah.
Crucifying men that show vulnerability.
Yeah.
In openness, they tell them, tuck it up, suck it up.
Yeah.
But like for instance, interesting that you bring that up.
Mm.
So somebody that I trusts me, they put a post on Facebook, female.
Mm-hmm.
She shared another post where another female said, "Hey, fellas, it's okay to cook, wash the dishes, if you're home and she's at work. It's okay to cook the dinner, wash the dishes,
right.
Wash the clothes, fold them,
right.
Clean the house for her to come home and dinner's cooked. It's okay. She'll, she'll appreciate that."
Sure.
And so I immediately hearted the post and I went to the comments and I said this. I said, "I love this and I actually do these things." I said, "But I have a question. However, I have a question." I said, let's say the roles are reversed. Let's just say he's at work and you're home and the yard needs cutting. I said, "Are you going to cut the yard?" Because he'd love to come down the street and pull up to the yard and see a clean cut yard.
Right.
It's okay, ladies, to have the yard cut.
Right.
He'll be fine with that. You know what her response was? "I can't cut the yard, but I run his bath water and I do this and I do that." That's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not fair.
Right.
No, the yard should be cut.
Mm-hmm.
And the hedges trim. Because not only do you want me to clean the house, you want me to wash the dishes, wash the clothes, and fold them. That's yard hedges. Am I right?
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question.
It's a good comparison.
Absolutely.
It's a very good comparison. Mm-hmm. I know it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's with the standard. It's within standard. The same thing a woman expects. And that's what she put. So my response, I said, "I'm just asking."
Right.
And you know what else? I didn't get any more responses from any other women.
I bet.
Nobody. What you gonna say?
What are you going to party, man?
What are you gonna say in comparison to what you expected from a man? Those posts,
people get on there just to have fun.
I do it on purpose.
And just do that stuff.
I do it on purpose.
You ruined it for him.
I capped the BS. I want to put a cap on
it. Yeah, you capped it.
That's what it is.
You capped it.
Yeah. No doubt. I stand on what I say.
Hey, and they were like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's one of them in your faces.
Yeah, what you gonna say?
Right, you can't say nothing on
Tell
that.
Me, there's nothing you can say, right. But you know what? I agree with that.
Right.
Otherwise, leave it alone.
Right.
An aired Tamaknut.
There we go.
Okay.
We're gonna run DMC this one, right?
Well, we're gonna do two versions.
Right.
So I'm gonna do one.
And then we're gonna run DMC.
Right.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's what DMC.
Chicken and collard greens.
You know what I'm talking about. Let's go.
All right. This is an excerpt from one of Malcolm Jamal Warner's poems, real poems. I love my woman. I love my woman because she excites me. She excites me. Like the charge a child gets from an ice cream cone. She excites me. Like a youngster who so yearns to be grown. She excites me. She excites me.
And that was an air to Macnut from Malcolm Jamal Warner.
All right, here's the ode to McNutt. Now, okay.
You doing this one.
So I do this one?
Yeah, yeah. This is yours.
I love
this
my...
This is to Monica McNutt. Now.
I love my McNutt. I love my McNutt because McNutt excites me. McNutt excites me. Like the charge a child gets from an ice cream cone. McNutt excites me. Like a youngster who so yearns to be grown. McNutt excites me. McNutt excites me.
And ode to McNutt.
Nut, who, by the way, excites me.
Yeah. Blue Bag Music Segment.
Blue Bag.
All right. Malcolm Jamal Warner has released four albums. His most recent album, Hiding in Plain View, received a Grammy nomination for Best Spoken Word Album.
That's fine. Right.
Yeah.
He's talented.
It's all about the relationships.
All right.
One of Theo Huxtable's most memorable lines... And it's from when the episode where he struggles with a D grade and he explains to his parents that he might be a regular person. And he argues that his parents' success shouldn't dictate his own. You remember
that? I remember that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But Bill, dad, was
like, no, you're going to try. You're not trying.
Right.
And then he said, you're going to try. He says, I brought you in this world,
and I'll take you out. Yeah, classic line.
Right.
I remember the first time he said that, dude, hilarious on set. Bill Cosby did a stand-up where he had a brown suit on. Mm-hmm. Dude, probably one of the best stand-ups that he did because he was talking about when they were kids, mine.
I didn't see that. I got to check that one out.
When his wife... She would make those faces. Get those kids out of here. You know how he made.
Cosby was a good.
Oh my goodness,
now.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert
used to do the Fat Albert voice. That's dude. Man, shout out to Bill Cosby. I just hate he had the pills.
He talked about in one of his things, the Spanish Fly. If you go back to some of his early stuff,
man,
he talked about that.
Yeah. All right.
Edible Eats.
Yep.
Growing up, Malcolm Jamal Warner's favorite food was pepperoni pizza, but
his diet is like ours now. Well, before he passed.
Right.
He changed. Was eating fruits, vegetables, lean meats, chicken, fish.
Well, you know, you had me the other day when we was talking on the phone, you had me rolling when you said, when you started. Decided to go healthy the first time, not knowing. He said, "Oh yeah, you walk around drinking. Yeah, I don't drink any sodas. All I drink is
apple juice.
It ain't got no apples in it.
I started, and then I saw a report about apple juice, And it made me think, and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
It ain't got no apples in it. It's full of sugar.
Fructose.
Say what it is. Bad sugar.
Fructose.
Not even good sugar. It's full of the worst sugars.
Which carries cancer.
The colored dye to make it the color.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, I was healthy.
It has no... Well, you had me rolling.
Hey, man.
I'm going to bring that to my class. Yeah. I'm going to bring a piece of fruit. And I'm going to bring the bottle.
Right.
And I'm
going to tell them. Totally different.
Cranberry is nowhere in this.
Welch's grape juice.
I'm going to bring some grapes.
Drink healthy with some Welch's grape juice. Jesus Christ. All right. What if?
What if you never drunk Welch's grape juice?
I'm sorry. Come on. This is a good one for you. This is a good one for you.
All right.
Okay. What if Malcolm Jamal
Warner
went somewhere else to vacation? Would he still have died? Was that his death date, regardless of where he was on that day?
See, I was trying to bring this up to you earlier, and I felt like you was fighting me off for this reason. Oh, coach. All right.
I mean, it's a good what if.
I believe.
Okay.
So I have, when it comes to life and death, I can't answer that from Rick 1:1. I have to answer that from the Bible.
Yoda, please.
Okay. He'll be here soon too. The Bible says that before we were created, all of our days were numbered, right?
Right.
Written in the book. However, I believe that life choices and decisions can lengthen. Well, it can shorten. We cannot lengthen our days. There's no way we can lengthen as far as the time God gives us.
Correct. I understand.
So, let me be clear. Mm-hmm. But we can shorten them.
Right.
And I think that was just a really heavy statement.
We can work hard to achieve the date that he gave us.
Right. To hang on to that date.
Right.
But we cannot lengthen our days.
Right.
But decisions in life can shorten our days. Mm-hmm. That's a heavy statement.
Yeah.
So.
I got you.
That's the best way.
His choice to go there at that beach.
At that time. Even though they had the warning signs.
Might have shortened.
Because it said that.
Might have shortened.
It said that they had the warning signs. Yeah. And said that it was. And from what I heard, they say he wasn't trying to save his daughter. It's like him and another guy was kind of like maybe racing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Competition, maybe.
Again.
Maybe male ego got in the way.
You have resources and you're putting yourself, you put yourself there and, you know, you're thinking you're above. You know what's
again? I go back. Yeah, I think life choices shortens our days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
So that's the best way for me to answer. And okay. I feel so comfortable answering like that.
All right, travel through your eyes.
All right, let's go, Limon, Costa Rica.
Yes.
So I told you who's in Costa Rica.
Your family's there, right?
Right. Now. My sister and a few family members. Limon is a major port and economic hub in a natural paradise, boasting dense jungles, imposing mountains, and pristine Caribbean beaches. Visitors can encounter a wide variety of animals, including sloths, monkeys, toucans, and various reptiles, making it a haven for nature lovers.
It's actually, too, the most black part of Costa Rica.
Really?
It's a heavy African presence.
I don't know which city that my family's in right now, but they're definitely in Costa Rica. And she sent me pictures of where they are, the house that they're staying in, and the beach.
Nice.
It looked like you ever watched Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
You know the beach that they show?
Actually, I think part of Jurassic Park was filmed in Costa Rica.
Really? I can see, because the beach, that's how the beach looked.
In fact, I think when they were doing that first opening scene.
It was Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Dude. Mm-hmm. Match. This is a match.
Yeah, because you can see those mountains too. Yeah.
Fire, dude. She sent me pictures.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yes, they got it going on. Red flags.
Red flags. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Warning signs at the beach and drowning warning signs at the beach. These were signs at that beach that he went to.
We just talked about it.
There were four major warning signs that said, not rip, only rip currents, but drowning. Like the actual drowning sign was there. How often do you see that?
Right.
But again, you bypass those red flags.
Okay. So there are things in life called bypass warnings.
Yeah.
They're God-given. Mm-hmm. It's when God says, hey, or whoa.
Right.
W-O-E. I had a prisoner ask me one time, say, why does God say whoa? Woe to this or woe to you. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I said, you ever seen somebody on a horse, mm-hmm. and the horse is headed toward a cliff and the rider couldn't get off? I said, what did he say to the horse? Whoa.
Whoa.
And he didn't just say whoa, he screamed.
Screamed it, right.
Whoa. Because if you don't say that, you're going to go off the edge.
Right.
So what God is saying to you, hey, whoa, you're getting ready to go off the edge.
Right.
Whoa. Whoa. He said, man. He said, look how you explain that. Bet you wouldn't know anything about all that.
Put it on my still account.
So, bypass warnings.
Okay. Yeah, facts.
They're there, dude.
They're there.
And we don't want to miss them.
Right. And we all have them.
We all have them. I don't want to miss mine.
That's when your inside is talking to you and you could hear.
That's what something told me. You know, we say, something told me to stay home and not go to this club that night.
I knew I should stay.
Something told me not to get in that Uber.
I knew it. It looked funny.
Something didn't sit right with me. Yeah, that's the bypass one.
Right. Okay. Facts.
Yeah. So, all right. Till death do us part. Death of a spouse.
Heavy. So he was married. So his spouse has lost her, you know.
So it's funny that you even bring this up because you didn't even know that yesterday I attended a funeral of a young lady who had lost her son, her husband, who was only 50 years old.
Wow.
Beautiful young lady. So as I was on the platform, and I noticed things in whatever capacity, I mean, whether it's worship,
sure,
funeral, or wedding,
right,
whatever it is. So we had to sing. So I noticed, because for some reason, I guess at the request of the spouse, they let them know, do you want to leave the casket open or closed? But they left it open, mm-hmm. which they don't do that a lot. They usually, you know, they close it after a while, routinely,
right?
Right, generally speaking. Well, they left his open. So I saw that she had a chance to sit there and gaze at what she once had,
right,
for however many years they were
mm-hmm.
together,
mm-hmm.
and which was good and kind of bad.
Sure.
Heavy on her. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So
there's you can't say what to a person what death is going to hurt the most, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I was told, it's like when you lose a child, the initial, you know, shock, you lose a part of your future.
Yikes.
And
never thought about it like that.
When you lose your parents, you lose a part of your past. But when you lose a part of your spouse, you lose a part of your present.
Present.
And those type deaths, depending on what time they occur, can be very shocking. She's gonna need help.
She is. I watched her, you know, and I'm like, and I heard what my pastor was saying was very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very encouraging. But I watched her face.
Mm-hmm.
It was a face of despair.
Yeah. She was numb at heaviness. That point.
Right.
Yeah, she
right,
was numb.
Right,
I could have, yeah.
Indescribable. All right.
Serenity now. Serenity now. Okay. This is called persistent complex bereavement disorder.
Mm-hmm.
For some, grief becomes prolonged and intense, interfering with daily functioning.
True.
Symptoms can include an inability to accept the death, intense yearning for the deceased, a sense of meaninglessness, difficulty returning to daily activities, and suicidal thoughts. Mm. This is more likely after a sudden or traumatic loss or the loss of a child or spouse.
Boy, that's heavy, dude.
It's heavy. That's one of the heavy ones.
You know, there's a scripture in the Bible where it says, say, may the God of all comfort comfort them with the same comfort that we're comforted with. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And may we comfort them that with that same comfort that God gives us.
Right.
Right. So I guess
if we could only do that.
If we could only do that. But it's there. Mm-hmm. The directive, if I could call it, mm-hmm. and I say that with 10 toes, the directive to do that is there.
Right.
It remains there for a reason. It's a principle in life that'll help a person.
Absolutely.
If applied.
If applied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's there. Yeah. So, wow. All right. Old people sings. He done gone yonder.
That's not funny.
Somebody say Malcolm gone
yonder.
I sat there. Yeah, what he said. Well, all I can say.
Right.
I heard a whisper through right. the yard. Yeah.
The yard.
Somebody say, woo.
Gone yonder.
Gone yonder. Somebody say, Malcolm, gone yonder.
We ain't gonna do it.
African.
African proverb. When death finds you, may it find you alive.
Oh man,
it's actually one of the more. This is actually one of the more popular ones they've had.
Come on, Africa.
When death finds you, may it find you alive.
How else they gonna find you, Africa?
This phrase encouraging living a life with purpose, passion, and authenticity.
I know. Okay. Yeah. I know. Generally speaking, it's gonna always find you that way.
Chinese proverb.
Chinese. Pick a color. Pick a color.
15 minutes.
Life is a dream walking. Death is going home. Wow. Mm. This conveys a sense of life as a temporary journey and death as a return to a final destination. Mm.
Lost in translation.
Before
segment.
You move.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing about this uh-huh. is that you cannot avoid that. Everybody got to deal with it.
Right. What we started the show with, we're all one step from death.
That's crazy.
All of us.
Every last one of us.
Every last one of us.
Lost in translation.
Seiko, mm-hmm. which means a very respectable or formal term for death, often used for famous people, dignitaries, and official announcements like obituaries.
Okay.
That's Japanese.
Okay.
Seiko.
All right. Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
All right.
Misspelled when spelled correctly is still misspelled. I'll put that on Facebook. Right? Go ahead.
When you write
the word nothing, you've written nothing. If you spell wrong, right, it's still wrong. Incorrectly when spelled correctly is still spelled incorrectly. All of them going on Facebook. Oh my goodness. All right, health is well.
Yes, all right,
boy, we got it. But listen, oh man, how many times she let the phone ring? She take a long time to get to the phone.
Hello, this Nurse Stickums.
Hey, Nurse Stickums, working on and off the field. You know, this is the off the field coach now. On the field coach, he stepped away on
Coach
business.
Coach Boston.
Yeah, he had to step away.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, he had to step away. But
I like Coach Boston.
You like?
Yeah, I've been watching him. He got a little something to him. So, but I I'm married now, so Tyrone, my husband Tyrone. Okay. Tyrone Pickles.
Oh, baby.
Okay. We got stuff breaking.
You're breaking a foot of it, baby.
Listen. Ooh,
look at all them batteries. I'm about to use some of them batteries. I digress.
Listen, Nurse Dickum. We had already had a few callers that you was really going off the deep end. Now you got to keep yourself PG. Ooh,
okay.
Now you calm down.
I'm calm.
All right. So health is.
I'm up to 2 pull-ups, baby.
What you say?
Yeah, 2 pull-ups. Now, my husband Tyrone, when he was looking at my back, when I was doing my pull-ups, he started to touch me. And I was asking him, why was you touching me while doing my pull-ups? Coach Rick, will you tell me what's going on? You know anything about this?
Okay, Nurse Dickum. Apparently, I understand why he... Tyrone... Okay. Let me explain to you what happens to your body when you start doing pull-ups, Dickum. And you say you have the 2?
2 pull-ups, baby.
Okay, all right. What happens is you start developing muscles that are in your back. See, you can't see your back, see? But
Tyrone see my back.
But Tyrone. So
say more. Say more.
The muscles actually, when formed correctly, start to look like a vagina.
Knows exactly that, baby. Woo! So you telling me that when I do my pull-ups, my pull looks like a bat? Is that why my husband was attacking my back? Tyrone, that what you saw?
Miss Dickum, I never said that word. I said the word vagina. Okay, let's go ahead and clear it up. Because listen, Nurse Dickum, we're going to let you go, baby.
But I just want to let y'all know I'm up to 2 pull-ups now. I'm very proud. I'll see y'all next week, maybe, if you call me.
Nurse Dickum, you take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, y'all. That was no sticking. Let me do these church announcements. I think Coach.
What happened? I'm back, man.
Listen,
what happened?
Coach.
I heard no stickings was.
Are you sure you haven't been sharing no information with her that we talked about on the phone?
I don't talk about nothing.
Well, she talked about she was up to 2 pull ups.
I don't talk about
that. But she say that while she doing them.
She might have overheard. You know how she be eavesdropping.
I didn't know she called her husband TT. I never knew that.
Tyrone?
T. Thickum. But she said he was touching on her back.
And that makes sense.
She was wondering why, because you know
she had a thick,
yes,
back, thick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and when I revealed that to her, her adenoids really started acting up. We really had to cut the conversation short because it looked like she got overheated.
She a trip.
You need to check on her when you get a chance. Shout out to Nurse Dickum. Oh my goodness, after that, church announcements?
Church announcements.
All right, brought to you by our sponsor, again, Colon Clean, LLC. We sure appreciate them. They keep things flowing.
Keep things flowing.
With the blessing of Pastor Ledbetter, we would not have a red wine communion line and a white communion line on first Sundays. I don't know how I feel about that, because I thought it's supposed to stay red. Who requested white?
I gotta find that out. I bet you would never think.
I got a feeling.
She be in behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, she go again.
All right, Deaconess Tucker will be hosting a women's only movie night featuring The Cosby Show this Wednesday after Bible study. No men's folk allowed.
Okay, Deaconess Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how Deacon Tucker doing.
Yeah, that's he probably lonely. He missed Deaconess Tucker.
Parents during service, Pastor Lebert has asked if you suggest to your children to please fart in the bathroom or outside, please. Thank you. These have been our church announcements. Govern yourself accordingly.
Search your feelings.
Oh,
Luke.
Wait a minute. You know what?
You know this to be true. I am your father.
We bring this dude in hard, bro.
Yoda.
What's up?
All right. John chapter 11, okay. Verses 25 to verses 26. Mm-hmm. And I quote, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Mm-hmm. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
All right.
Care to expound?
He's talking about the death of Lazarus. He's talking to Lazarus' sister, Mary.
That's no, the leper? Mark. The leper?
No. Lazarus was, there was more than, like, you know how people, the name Mike?
Yeah, okay.
That's like Lazarus okay, was that you. Same type. A lot of people named, there was a common name, Lazarus.
Okay.
Different Lazarus.
Okay.
It was actually Mary and Martha's brother, right? Which they were related to Jesus down the line. He was like,
gotcha.
Yeah. It's an incident. Okay. Anyway, Lazarus had just died, mm-hmm. right? When he died, the Bible says Jesus was like 3 days journey away and maybe 4 days. So after he died, they got news. Hey, they said, hey, Lazarus is sick. Come mm-hmm. to him. Come. Then they say, you know, hey, Lazarus just died. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. He waited 4 days and then he went. Mm-hmm. So when he showed up, the first person to meet him was, I think it was Mary. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And that's when Jesus goes into that. He says, hey, all things are possible to them that believe. Then he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he says what he says. But he says it twofold. He says, he who believes in me and he dies shall live. It's onefold. Right. He's talking about the natural death and the resurrection from the dead.
Right.
Then he's talking about, oh no, he said again, he say, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, mm-hmm. though he live, he shall never die. Says mm-hmm. that. I used to wonder about that too. How are you going to never die? Now he's talking about the spirit.
Right.
Talking right. spiritual now. Mm-hmm. The part that the part of you that's really you, that'll never die.
Right. How it's we not feel gonna, about Theo, Malcolm Jamal Warner? Does that apply?
It absolutely does. His Even
spirit,
though
his spirit is always with her,
absolutely. The Bible says that the spirit goes back to God where it came from. Here's the part that matters: the soul,
gotcha,
mind, will, and emotions. Where does that spend eternity? That's the part he's talking about, never dying.
Mm.
He said, listen, it ain't going to perish. If you believe in me, your soul won't perish. Your spirit, man, coming back to mm-hmm. me because that's my spirit. That's my personality. Right. That's why you got the power you got. That's why you're a genius, because you got his spirit, not because you got his soul.
Right. Right.
He gave you a soul, but he also gave you his spirit. That's why you're a genius, because you got his spirit. But your soul, mind, will, and emotion says, you know what? I love you enough to give you an area to make decisions on your own.
Choices.
You're not a robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your soul is a gift. It can be a curse too.
Can be a curse too. Yeah.
Based talking heavy choices. Right now.
Basically, yeah.
Talking heavy right now because the soul is the part where it's going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to stand before God, not your spirit. Spirit does what it's supposed to do. Right. It leads you when you let it. Blessed are those who are led by the Spirit of God. They mm-hmm. indeed are the sons and daughters of God.
Right.
Gotcha. Feel me?
Right.
So this does apply to Malcolm Jamal Warner. Even though he made the choice that got him, cut him short. It didn't cut him out.
Cut him out, right.
Right.
Yoda! 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 Yoda!
So look, that was heavy.
Yeah. Deep, man.
So for him to tell Mary that, for him to tell Mary, he told her also, because you didn't put this part in there, he said, your brother gonna live again. She said, I know Jesus. She said, at the last day, at the resurrection. She said, I know we're going to, she was talking about one of the foals.
Right.
You talking about at the last day when you say they're going to hear the voice and rise from the dead. That's right. What you're talking about. I know he's going to rise in the last day. Right. Jesus said, He said, you don't hear what I'm saying. He said, your brother finna get up right now.
That's when he performed a miracle.
Went to the cave where the rock was. The Bible said he made them roll the stone back and said, Lazarus, can I finish this? Said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said he came forth with the grave clothes on. And the Bible said one thing Jesus did was he said, go take the grave clothes off him. When you talk about clothes, they represent identity. He said, take them grave clothes on him. He ain't right. No dead man no more.
Right. Right.
Watch this part though. The Bible says, he said, Lazarus, come forth. He had to call him by Lazarus, because if he'd have just said, hey, get up, then everybody that had died would have got up.
Hmm. He was in there.
Did you hear what I said?
He was in a tomb with.
He was in a graveyard.
Oh, okay.
He went to.
He didn't think that there's other people in there too.
Can I paint the picture, please?
Paint it, brother.
He went.
Look at your neighbor.
look at the facts. He went to whatever graveyard you want to think about in Mobile, and where they had buried Lazarus. The tomb was old. He had the tombstone on there, which is a modern day gravestone. What is it? Right. Already sealed and everything.
Right.
And he said, Lazarus, get up. And he, whatever graveyard you want a picture, the man got up out the grave and walked forth. Now, I tell this to you again, if he had just said get up, then everybody in the graveyard would have got up.
He was specific.
He was specific. But at the end times, he is going to say get up, and everybody going to get up. That's what the Bible say. The Lord himself going to descend with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ going to
rise up.
Those of who are alive and remain gonna be caught up to meet him in the air. That's the rapture. So shall we be with the Lord forever.
Yoda.
Preach again. Yoda. 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 Yoda.
Well, you're getting heavy today, bro. Now, look, that subject commands.
It's time, Coach.
Yeah.
People are leaving here.
As Reverend Hawkins said, we are all one step away.
So I was going to mention this too. When you told me on the phone what this episode was about, there's another Bible scripture that says, in Psalms says, teach us, O Lord, to number our days. Mm. That our hearts may gain, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Mm. Teach us to number our days. Not number as in let me know when I'm getting ready to leave. Number as in
making each day count.
Each day count. To the full.
If you got wisdom, you know, you'll know about wasting time and mistakes and all that. You'll know.
I'm just saying, Coach.
Yeah. It comes with a lot of
Theo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I gotta say is Theo.
Yeah. Quotes of the week.
Let's go.
All right. Get out of here, Dewey.
All right.
To practice death is to practice freedom. A man who has learned how to die has unlearned how to be a slave.
That's fire. That's going on my page too. I can't find my pen.
You done knocked
it down. We done knocked it down. Over, y'all. The set is a mess. Hold on, I gotta take a drink.
We don't
for this
need
set.
Video for real.
We gonna need.
It would be a trouble.
Imagine if we did that. If that popped off doing. I had to take a sip for this one. You saw almondy.
You saw almondy.
There's always a glimmer in those who have been in the dark. That's fire.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my goodness.
Go, Gadget Glugs.
All right.
All right. Don't slide through life. Savor it.
Come on, talk.
Slow down. Be kind. Pay attention. Because this isn't going to happen again. This was by our girl, Princess Leia.
What?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher said that.
She said that in real life?
In real life.
Golly, Force was really
the
with
force
her.
The Force was with her.
Yes, another. Big brother almighty. Sometimes the universe takes you on a journey you didn't know you needed to bring you everything you ever wanted. Another fire one. Dude, I might be. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel. Half the game is removing yourself from environments that no longer serve you.
Fire.
Yeah.
That's that Anna Castillo. Theo.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anna Castillo.
Theo. How
you doing?
Protect your mission from people who only understand moments. Golly. Dude, where you go? wait a minute. Did heavy. You go to heaven and come back that's and heavy. Talk to the Lord?
I talked to him. He gave me this from
I'm trying to tell you, man.
All right. Nanu Nanu. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
Stop playing with me. Go.
Nanu Nanu. Without death, life might be meaningless.
It is. That's actually a rhetorical statement.
Right.
Is that right? That's a rhetorical statement. It's rhetoric.
Exactly. Go hand in hand.
Kiss my grits. You remember that?
Yes.
Male's Diner?
Yes.
Who was your favorite waitress?
I liked Alice.
I liked
Alice.
I liked the Kiss My Grits lady.
Flo?
Flo. What was the other one's name?
The one in the...
Rose? What Rose?
She was kind of sickly looking.
Alice Flo.
Did you say sickly?
She kind of was, wasn't she?
Theo.
Hold on. Don't start laughing because I got to do this. Oh, man, come on. He said she looks sickly. What was that name? Was it Rose?
I don't.
We got to find out the third lady's name on. What was the name of the freaking show? Male's Diner. Yeah, what was her name? We can't move. No, you did this.
Who was the third waitress on Male's Diner?
What was
Beth Howland? She Male's Diner. Alice. Vera.
Vera. So Vera. It was Alice, Flo, and Vera.
And Vera.
Does Vera look sickly? Let me see. Don't say she looks sickly, dude. Hold on.
I told you.
Dude, she looks sunken.
Right. Probably had a food disorder back in the day. You figured as an actress, we probably didn't even know
she
about
looks
it.
She looks sunken in the face.
Right.
How did we... I can't even get through the Kiss My Grits line, dude. Come on. Kiss My Grits. Though no one can go back and make a... All right, come on. Though no one can go back and make a brand new start. Anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. That's lit. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
That's a good one.
All right. Final Drive Sports Jeopardy. Come on, bro. Here we go. Dude, we're an hour and 8 minutes in.
Oh, my God. My glasses. I try.
Come on.
What loses its head in the morning and what gets it back at night?
What loses his head in the morning but gets it back at night.
My precious. On the ring, my precious.
Loses his head in the morning but gets it back. A headlight?
No!
What? What?
A pillow!
Oh, my goodness. That's good. All right, Gollum.
I will keep my ring. See you next week, Mr.
Bye,
Rick.
Gollum. You still smoking that crack. All right, the sex doctor. All right, last month, Nurse Stickums and her husband, Tyrone, descended on the sleepy English village of Arlington for the country's biggest annual swingers festival. The main problem reported by Nurse Stickums was the noise. Even the conservative locals were outraged by sounds of ear-splitting orgasms.
This is real truth now.
What?
This is a real thing. It's a swing. It's called Swing-a-thon.
And they have it where?
In England.
Really?
Yeah, 2 hours north of London.
So they go and they go in there and screw.
It's yeah. It's a swingers for swingers, sex thing for swingers. But the locals complain because of holler. All the noise.
Oh, bruh. Coach.
Yeah.
Where did you go find this at? Cause we're gonna send
ancient Chinese secrets.
I wasn't ready for that. Animal Planet.
All right, Animal Planet. That's me, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Get with the program, huh?
You can't get with the program.
All right, scientists have studied that when romance fails, the male fruit fly turns to booze.
Oh.
After being rejected by a female, the brain chemical called neuropeptide F is produced, causing them to seek alcohol as a reward.
Oh, my goodness. The male fruit fly.
The male fruit fly.
Just turn into alcohol. Oh, rejection is something else in the fly world. It's rejection on a whole other level in the fly world. They immediately stop by the bar. Forget praying. They don't even think about praying. The male fruit fly don't even, ain't no prayer life. He don't even know God.
Give me this drink. Give me a shot.
Used to spend my nights in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from seeking from the bottom. And it brought me back from being alone. The fruit fly. Well, you're smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. The male fruit fly,
the
y'all.
Fruit fly. Give it to her.
This is so. He immediately get the blues. he goes straight by the tavern.
Straight by.
Hey, Fruity, welcome.
All right, tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters, all right.
Man, come on, bro. All
right. You got to say this two times fast.
Malcolm's Jamal's majestic moves made Theo triumphantly tackle tricky topics, transforming typical Tuesday turmoil into total triumph. Don't play with me. And let's get to Yoda music.
Don't play with me.
All right, never have I ever.
Theo.
Okay, Fat Albert's
Hey, Hey, Hey
for Yes, and Just Let Your Soul Go for No.
All right,
never have I ever wished I had Dr. Huxtable's colorful sweater.
Just let your soul go. I ain't never want his sweater.
There you go. It was popular though.
Well,
those colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really popular.
They were, but I never wanted one.
Right. Well, you know. Never have I ever had a crush on a member of the Huxtables.
Hey, 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 hey.
Who was yours?
You know who mine was.
Lisa Bonet?
Yes. Of course.
I was the mom, man. Both.
Claire was always auntie
to
me.
It was both.
Claire, I always got auntie vibes from Claire. She was a little far reached for me.
She was sexy, man.
I'm not saying she wasn't, but I looked at her as like, you know,
yeah, I understand.
That's auntie.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
I can't
see.
What
about the other, Sandra? You didn't like her?
I thought Sandra was weird. Mm-hmm. Real talk. So for me, it was Denise.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Because like she was the free spirit.
Right.
She was what every teenager wanted to be.
Right.
But was scared to be.
Exactly.
She was kind of like, in a sense, not the rebellious one of the family, but kind of a standoffish part. She was always different.
Sure.
Even in a dress. Because, you know, Cliff used to be like, what in the world did you,
what is that you have on, right. Denise?
Right. Denise.
Dad. I'm just expressing myself.
All right. Never have I ever bought an expensive name brand shirt like a Gordon Gartrell.
Hey. Yeah, I think I have. Yes.
Never have I ever lived in a Brooklyn brownstone. Just
let your soul go. Never. Yeah, never.
Never have I ever laughed at Rudy's friend Bud.
What? Hey, hey, hey.
Man, is Bud still living?
That's a good question. Is he living?
And you know, that's a good question. And then we end in our segment. Is Bud still living? We need to see if Bud's living. Don't we can't close without making sure Bud. Don't you let me know, Bud. Don't tell me Bud gone. Don't tell me Bud gone.
Is Bud still living from the Cosby Show?
Don't tell me Bud gone.
He's alive.
Oh, thank you, Bud.
Dion Richmond.
Bud is still here.
He played Bud on the Cosby Show.
Ain't nowhere in the world I don't leave.
He's currently a 47-year-old cancer survivor.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
Now I feel like preaching. That's why I asked about Bud. Well,
look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
All right. Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, onandoffthefieldwiththeda.com.
Theo. This has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. You got you on the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And you got the infamous.
The infamous.
Theo. We out.
Peace.
Peace.